You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder that if you're going to be making any purchases on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, please go to www.9to5.cc first and click the links in the sidebar or at the bottom of the page to support the site. It makes no difference to you, but it really helps us out a lot. Enjoy the show. Thanks. Saturday, and in reality, I'm up at a cottage, hopefully relaxing, enjoying myself. However, for the purpose of this podcast, I'm in Montreal, and it's still Fantasia, even though Fantasia ended several days ago. I'm sitting here, as always, with John, except for not always. We did one episode with Sophie.
Yeah, thanks, asshole.
Ha!
We're talking about Wetlands and When Animals Dream.
So Wetlands is a film, when we watched all the trailers, where I kind of laughed and was kind of grossed out, as it was this woman who seemed to care not at all about her own safety, and who did seem to care about fluids.
I promise you, you will laugh if you watch this movie, and you will also be incredibly grossed out if you watch this movie. There is no depravity that this woman will not do to her body, not in the sexual sense, but in the polluting sense.
Well, I'll tell you what's in the trailer.
All right.
So the other film that we talk about is When Animals Dream.
Yes.
Which is a Danish. A Danish werewolf film.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about Wetlands a little bit first. Watching the trailer, if you'll know bad spoiling this.
Yes.
She is shaving herself with kind of no thought to her own safety.
Yes.
And gashes open her vagina.
Anus.
This anus?
Yeah.
I don't know. You just see it's in the trailer. So
the blood comes out.
Super explicit. You just see Razor goes up and just gashes her out, and she doesn't even really seem to be that concerned, other than like the pain and whatever.
No, that's a pretty big deal. Puts her in the hospital.
Then she goes to the hospital in the trailer.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, but like she like just swipes a razor up in that area with no concern to her health. I'm not saying that, like, afterwards she's like, yeah, she goes to the hospital.
Yeah.
But she's still, like, that level of negligence towards her own
The opening 5 minutes of the film is, like, one of those... Remember in Fight Club when you do, like, the super close-up zoom and you see all the bacteria and whatever playing around on the barrel of the gun that's in Tyler's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
So this movie has that exact same CG kind of close-up zoom, and it's all the bacteria that's on this toilet seat, the filthiest toilet seat in all of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, covered in semen and other fucking everything horrible you can imagine.
Kind of like that scene in Trainspotting?
Yeah, exactly. Like, very similar to that, except that film, I don't think it focused specifically on the bacteria.
You're just imagining the bacteria on that toilet.
So this girl is like skateboarding barefoot. She walks into the bathroom that is flooded up to her ankles barefoot in this soup. And then she's like running this narration about how, rather than being a girl who is into her cleanliness, likes the fact that she is filthy and finds it makes her more in touch with the like animal side of the world. And then she rubs her exposed vagina all over this toilet seat that is covered in semen and blood and other fluids. And then that's like, so when I say you're going to be grossed out and you're like, oh, I'm not grossed out by anything, fuck you, I assure you, you are going to be grossed out by this movie.
That's the
first 5 minutes. And then what ensues is this woman dealing with some part of the damage that made her this way, her relationship with her mom and her dad and their relationship with each other. So I can't really call this like a straight up comedy, because really like the emphasis of the story was on the drama and the relationships between the three characters and a couple of other supporting cast, like her best friend and the guy she's hitting on in the hospital, whatever. So there's like, it's really like more of a drama than it is a comedy. But definitely comedy drives a lot of this stuff. So it's actually like it's a pretty busy movie with all these elements.
I have no idea. This might be way, way, way off base. But it was like, but based on what you're saying, sounds a little bit almost like The Dirties, where you're just sort of like everything going on is really serious, but the characters are kind of funny, so it's still funny. Like, I don't know if that's the same vibe.
No. This is like, just in terms of the feel, this one, it felt all like a budget production. This one had like really, really high production values but it was a comedy, and it's all in German too. Anyway, I don't want to spoil that much about it. This is like this is hard to recommend as like just anybody can go see this comedy, because you got to be able to deal with like some really.
We've already kind of described the opening scene.
Yeah, like
so. Who do you go see this with?
I would take a girl on a date to this one. Just fuck
is it like a litmus test?
Yeah, litmus test kind of film. But this is a challenge. Like, it'll be a challenge for anybody. And ultimately, I don't know if it pays off like 100% as you get through to the end. Like okay. So many comedy drama hybrids do, mm-hmm. It kind of like loses its way. Is it being funny or is it like dealing with plot?
Yeah.
You know, so that's like a minefield to navigate. And this film does it like adequately, but not spectacularly.
Right.
All the same, definitely good fun. Definitely a good challenge. And you're gonna be
how are the performances like?
Very good.
Is the girl like believably gross?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
She's like a little too good, a little in that like quirky indie comedy kind of like too good, too quirky, able to deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
Like a little unbelievable, but all the same, like you give it a pass for that, or I did anyway.
All right.
Maybe some other people get pissed off at this.
And
so,
now,
When Animals Dream,
another
film about a lady. And this one, I'll just say it was like a huge disappointment to me. They set up a brilliant story. A brilliant character. Like, it has haunting, spooky landscapes. It has beautiful shots of this incredibly pretty girl going through mm-hmm. this, like, devolution into being a werewolf. You find out pretty soon. It's set up. She's in this tiny little Danish village where, it's obvious a huge population has known about werewolves and has dealt with them always by keeping it on the down low.
Okay.
And just, like, handling it as one of our problems. This girl,
like, don't call the army, kill the werewolf, take care of it.
Take care of it ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
And then it like kind of drops the ball in the last little bit, you know. So I find it really hard to like recommend this thing. Ultimately, like if you're into like a haunting, spooky kind of thing, mm-hmm. almost in the sense, do you remember Let the Right One In?
Yeah,
the little vampire story, very small, just only dealt with the little main characters doing their mm-hmm. thing. This really has that vibe, but then goes the wrong way at the end.
Okay,
so. Like if you're into like,
ooh, or like Midnight Sun.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Imagine if Midnight Sun had turned into like a big violent slasher fic at the end, and you'd be like, "What the fuck, man? You just spent like 2 hours developing this beautiful feeling,
quiet.
This dark, quiet, thoughtful process, and then you're like, "Whoa, vampire gonna stab people."
Yeah, exactly. So if listeners don't know Midnight Sun, first of all, you should look it up and go check it out.
Yeah,
it's one of
should.
Our favorites, I think, of 2012 Fantasia.
Like that,
I feel like it was, and it's just this movie, a quiet movie about a guy who's like. It's not even sure how he gets infected, right?
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't even come up.
He slowly becomes a vampire, and he sort of deals with slowly becoming a vampire, and then kind of trying to keep his life together. And there's no giant, like, vampire society never shows up.
Nope.
No big bloodbath, no giant action sequence.
Yep.
That never happens. It's just like the story as if you, the listener, just woke up one day slowly becoming a vampire.
Yeah.
And nothing spectacular happens other than the fact that you're becoming a vampire.
And that was a brilliant movie. And when Animals Dream, I guess I've already kind of said how it goes down at the end.
It has that vibe, but goes down
and
badly.
And it goes totally down badly. And I feel really bad, and I feel like somebody forced these guys to do it because it had such good sensibilities leading into it.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine there's a cut of this thing that ends in a thoughtful way as well, and then somebody saw it and was like, "Oh, that's never going to make it in America. You guys got to put some shit at the end."
Add
like,
blood.
Yeah, and they did that, and they really shouldn't have, because the actress was good enough to carry
mm-hmm.
like a slow, thoughtful thing on her own. The supporting cast was excellent. All these men at the fishery, all of whom you can tell have this like sex vibe with her, because she's beautiful and they all want to hit on her, but at
mm-hmm.
the same time they know she might have the werewolf thing, so they're kind of like all nervous about her and
weary.
All the guys like react to her in different ways, so. You know, it's just so fucking
just
close,
missed
guys.
It.
Just,
fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. That's spoiled.
So I would say what. So I mean, I'm just putting words in your mouth.
Sure.
I'd say watch this if you're like a real vampire fan, but or not vampire, werewolf fan, and want to see maybe something a little different, a little non-American, but then ultimately no payoff.
Yep.
Sad.
And especially because the like. It was so patient. You can't recommend this as like a slasher fic or whatever because it like takes an hour and a half to get to that point. So it really I'm so ripped up about this one because it was so good for so long and then it didn't do it.
Well, that sucks. Want
to
spoil this movie, John?
Yeah, let's do it. So
wait.
These are the spoilers.
Stop waiting. So Wetlands What is the spoil on this one? You know, so like
Does she find true love?
Yeah, she runs off with, and that's a bit bad. Also, she runs off. So she's hitting on this nurse,
mm-hmm.
male nurse, the whole way through the story. Who, she like that scene you mentioned where she like cuts up in her. So she has hemorrhoids, really bad hemorrhoids that have always been like driving her to like fingering her bottom in all kinds of horrible places. And she shaves all of her hair off her crotch because she says that that's what you have to do as a woman in today's sex market. So she just shaves, like, really aggressively and rips open, what is it called, a fistula or something? When you completely sever a section of the anal sphincter so that it rips open. She goes to the hospital. Her parents haven't spoken to each other.
Go to the hospital. Now that you're describing this, I should probably go to the hospital.
And her parents haven't spoken in years, so she uses an excuse to get them together and then hits on the male nurse. And then after being this character, like, hyper-independent, having sex with everything, being all gross and whatever, she just runs off with the guy, makes out with the male nurse, rides off into the sunset with him. Like, for like a bit of a cop-out at the end, you know, but whatever. It's a comedy, the girl growing up. I guess they kind of got to do that. There's nothing to spoil in this thing. It's a really... It's a comedy, and she deals with her emotions, and there you go.
Because jerking off in American Pie was, like, not gross enough. Gotta ramp up that grossness.
This goes fucking next level shit. So, When Animals Dream, the climax of this story
that
is
heavily alluded to when we apologize.
Yeah, I guess we spoiled it. She wolfs out, and then she murders somebody, but she only ever murders people who, like, come after her or try and restrain her.
Okay.
It's heavily implied her mother was also a werewolf, and she was kept doped up by people so as not to wolf out and kill people. And her mother kind of, like, helps her get free and decide, like, yeah, I'm going to go fucking somewhere else and wolf out all over the place. It's going to be great. And then these guys catch her and then tie her up and put her on a boat and then drag her out to sea ostensibly to, like, murder her or drown her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, breaks out of her bindings and she murders everybody on the boat because she's a fucking werewolf, and that's where the movie ends. Like, number one, you goddamn retards. You got an angry, gigantic killing machine on the boat. Just fucking kill it while it's tied up. Why would you wait? What? And then the other one is, why would this movie that took an hour and a half to do that, all super meditative, long, grim landscapes, this girl slowly, slowly changing into a werewolf, and then it's like a dumb, poorly shot slasher fic at the end. What the fuck, guys? Why? It was so good.
I don't want to watch this.
There was
a tweet or something or whatever that said that it was acceptable mediocrity.
Yeah.
That was like, you're like, huh.
Because, and I feel like...
acceptable!
He's saying that because the opening section was so good, and then the payoff was so bad. Like, flatlines out to being, like, total mediocrity. But I think if the ending had been, like, something very...
Thought-provoking,
it would have been, like, a best in the... in the thing, and just the action stuff was, like, padded on at the end. I swear to God, it was so good, and then it was so bad. Somebody had to be like, listen, I gave you fucking $200,000 to make this movie. Why is there no slasher shit at the end? You gotta fucking do that now. And then they did that, you know? Like,
that's sad.
It is so sad. And I hope, I'm gonna keep an eye out for Jonas Alexander Ambi. And I'm gonna
see if there's, like, a director's cut.
Yeah, or to see if he does something else in future years.
Crazy.
Coming up next
is, because we watched an odd number of films, we're going to be doing three films.
Ooh,
we're
exciting.
Going to be doing Metalhead.
Preservation.
Killers.
And
that'll be on Sunday. And stay tuned Tuesday for the 9 to 5Zs. We explained what they are
earlier.
Go to the website, look at the nominations, then tune in on Tuesday. For the winners! Big winner.
The winner is you.
Always you. Hey guys, it's me again. Just a quick reminder, 9to5.cc is a fan-made, fan-supported website. That means we don't have any sort of an advertising budget. The only way we really have to get our name out there is by our fans sharing us, liking us, and supporting us. So if you enjoy what we're doing, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're there. Tell your friends that this podcast is happening, then it's a lot of fun. Also, if you like what we're doing, we do have a podcast for the rest of the year, John and I, called 9to5 Entertainment System, that we do with the other founders of the sites, Scott and Sophie. And we also have another podcast that we do through the rest of the year called Go Plug Yourself, for myself and Walter J. Ling, talk to people that have interesting stuff coming up in Montreal. So once again, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, we're on both of them. If you see us at the festival, come say hey, and keep listening and keep enjoying the show. We're going to try to keep having episodes pretty much on a daily basis. Fantasia has been so great so far. So I'm done. Here we go. Thanks for listening.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you? Thanks for listening.